For the past 6 months, our next guest has been performing around the world with Midnight Oil for the band's final tour. And as the Oil's drummer Rob Hurst put it,
every night she captures new fans with a solo set of raw, honest, heartfelt original songs. And then later she blows the roof off, belting out gutsy Midnight Oil harmonies and playing acoustic guitar. Liz Stringer is the real deal. She's inspirational, professional. She's a total joy.
Liz is one of Australia's most prolific singer-songwriters, and she's back home and ready for her headline tour to celebrate the latest album, First Time Really Feeling. Liz Stringer, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. You've just returned from touring with Midnight Oil. We had Peter Garrett on the show, actually, and he said it was great to be back on the international kind of stages. What's it like to tour with a band like that and share international stages with them?
Hard to describe, really, because I've toured with him in Australia a fair bit now, and it was such a like another step of amazing to see the impact that they've had all around the world. You know, they're so deeply loved, and so the shows were very emotional, and the Oils are, you know, such an incredible live band. So every, you know, they ring every last drop out every night. So yeah, it was incredible, hard to describe, yeah.
You're very down to earth, and you shouldn't be so much. Your latest album, First Time Really Feeling, was released last year to critical acclaim. That's why I say you shouldn't be so much. Winning, you know, Best Independent Blues and Roots Album, plus a swag of other nominations and awards for you. It's the kind of name I feel like there's a story behind, is there?
So it's the title track from the album, and that song is about a few years ago I got sober and really changed the way that I live. And, you know, it was a process of rediscovering how to live. And that included really experiencing feelings to the end of their of them, instead of having a scary one and drinking or drugging it away. So yeah, the whole album kind of centers around the idea of reimagining existence for me.
Do you think we have enough frank conversations about the impact of drugs and alcohol in terms of numbing that feeling?
All I can say is that from my own experience, one of the biggest kind of tools, because it was a shock. It was a shock having, you know, been a heavy partier since I was 16 and getting sober at 36. It was a real shock to experience the world in an unadulterated way, really.
What forced you to, or not forced you necessarily, made you make the decision?
I just really hit the wall with it. And I think that little tiny pilot light of instinct was just telling me that there was a different way to live. I had no idea what it was, because I had never really considered living differently. I didn't realize there was a different way to live. The process of talking and of articulating and of being really open about the way I was feeling became a really important tool for me. And I think, you know, I wish that I'd had that earlier in my life, because I think I would have benefited from it.
So why did you choose to record in Canada?
Well, I'd been playing there a lot the last few years before that, and then I made the decision to move, and I'd met the producer, Chris Stringer, who's no relation, just happens to be a wild coincidence.
Another person with a cool surname.
Yeah, he was really keen to make the record, and it felt like a good thing to do. You know, I made the record before that in the States, and I've found that having some geographical distance from the home that I've spent most of my life in Melbourne has been beneficial for me.
Well, you sold out the album launch in Melbourne last year, and this is the first time you've been able to get back on the road to tour the album. You're going to perform the song Dangerous for us. What's this song about?
Well, this is a song about, speaking of talking about changing your life, I had a great conversation with a guy after a gig in New South Wales, lovely guy who I imagine was in his early 60s, came and spoke to me about his experiences having been a violent alcoholic and turning his life around, and now works in the unions talking to young men about how to handle their lives a bit differently. And so this is his story from his wife's perspective, who I met too, who was an amazing woman. And, you know, conversations like them were very important for me early on. I'm grateful. I haven't seen him since, and I wouldn't know where to find him. So hopefully one day I get to thank him.
Maybe he's listening right now. He's like, she wrote a song.
Yeah, that sounds like a familiar life. How weird.
Liz, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Liz Stringer, lovely to meet Liz Stringer. And, of course, it's time to hear that song, which she's going to perform live for us. Here it is. This is Dangerous.
Thank you. at the whirlwind. Married by the time I was 19. Living in a prefab out in Cremorne. The force of a fire front was raging in you. We fought and we fought, ripped the flesh and the sinew. No greater fever between any two. You'd say, darling, sometimes I feel dangerous. Darkness waiting, no light, no way. Dangerous. Quit the Navy, got your union tats, and with your landlords, your great thirst came back. While your children grew up quiet in another room. You packed it in when I packed up the kids. Said you were terrified of all the things I told you that you did. Said you didn't understand the rage that could devour you. Say, darling, sometimes I feel dangerous. Darkness stretching, no light, no air. Dangerous. When there's fighting in the factions, there's no decisions, just a set of reactions. Drove the camel-paled country down the shimmering hue to where your aunts rode trams in Wisteria Hue. And you set about hosing the tiles in your sticky soul. You waited at those rotten roots from down in the marrow. Taught the union boys the power in the straight and the narrow. To them you were a father, a healer, a tower of force. Your own father, you couldn't talk too easily to say there's something in you, and I'm terrified it might be in me. So you grew up pushing it away. But I'm so proud of you, and my love is a monster. I'd laugh at God you threw. But everything that belongs to you, our kids will come round. They gotta find out for themselves. That, darling, the truth is sometimes it's dangerous. The darkness waiting, no light, no air. There are floodlights hiding, waiting for us to do the deciding. There is hope under the heavy, high tight rope. We're all walking over our brevity. There is bounty in the burden of freedom and never being certain.
That's Dangerous by Liz Stringer. She'll be on tour throughout New South Wales and Victoria, starting tonight in Sydney. Her latest album is called First Time Really Feeling.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.